بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 17th session for Arabic lessons in Fiqh المستوى الثالث, the third level, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And today we're going to start a new chapter that is Kitab الصلاتي, Kitab الصلاتي, يعني the book of prayers. And this chapter indeed is very important chapter. We can't yani underestimate its importance, and from that which yani from that which shows its importance, I just want to make a note before we start reading from the book. From that which shows its importance, and I'm reading from Ta'zim al-Salat, Sheikh Abdul Razak. I wanted to read from what he said here, but anyway, I'll refer you to the chapter. And if anybody doesn't have that book, I can send you a PDF file. The chapter, Mawqifan Azeeman, yani two stations or two standings, very great standings. Yani one of them, the first of them is in this world, and the second of them is in the next life. I'm just summarizing. The first of them is the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the daily prayers that are obligatory, and the second of them is the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of accounting. And basically Shaykh is saying that this standing in the prayer is so important because it depends on how the person, yani how seriously you take your daily prayers, your standing before Allah in this world. That would determine how your standing is going to be on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yani the person who gave attention and care and sincerity to the standing before Allah in the daily prayers every day in this dunya, then their standing before Allah Yawm al-Qiyamah will be easier for them. And those who didn't give any care to it, standing in the next world is going to be difficult for them. And from amongst the things that the Shaykh mentioned, he mentioned a lot of things. I'm just going to mention one of them because of the sake of time. He mentions the hadith, he mentions actually a hadith, but let me read the story so that we can benefit from the story. It's reported by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and other than them that Huraith ibn Qabisa radiallahu anhu, he said, I came to Medina and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he didn't ask a person, he asked Allah, فَسَأَلْتُ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى أَنْ يُرْزِقْنِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. I came to Medina and I asked Allah, oh Allah, bless me with a good companion, a righteous companion, somebody to spend time with here in Medina. He said, فَجَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ. So who did I sit next to? I sat next to Abu Hurairah. I don't know anybody here. But he asked Allah, Allah blessed him to, when he got into Medina, first person he sat with, Abu Hurairah. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُرْزِقْنِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. فَعَلِّمْنِي حَدِيثًا سَمَعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنِي بِهِ. He said, oh Abu Hurairah, I asked Allah to bless me with a righteous companion. So now I've sat next to you, so please teach me a hadith that you have heard from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that perhaps yani it will benefit me. Yani I will be benefited by this hadith. So what hadith did Abu Hurairah tell him? And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has narrated more hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than anybody else, from companions, than anyone. No one exceeded him. So he has hundreds, rather thousands of hadith to pick from. So we only have a few hadith to pick from, right? We only memorized 10 or 20 or 40 or 50 or 100 hadith. That's all we can say. I only memorized 200 or 300 hadith. So if somebody asks me, give me a hadith that you heard, yani that you know is authentic from the Messenger of Allah, then we'll go through our few hadith that we know and we'll pick something, right? Abu Hurairah will go through thousands of hadith to see what he will give to this man who said that, who told him that I prayed to Allah to bless me with a righteous companion and Allah bless me with you. Give me something that will benefit me. What did Abu Hurairah narrate to him? Qala Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر. وهو حديث صحيح. يعني سبحان الله, أبو هريرة, يعني he wanted to benefit this man with something that would be عظيم. He said, I heard from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that indeed the first thing that the abd will be called to account for in Yawm al-Qiyamah from all of his deeds will be his salat. The first thing that on Yawm al-Qiyamah a person will be called to account for is the salat. فَإِن صَلَحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَهَ. And if it is good, if it is whole, it is sound, if it has been done properly, then that person will have been successful. أَفْلَحَ. And they will be saved. Yani they will be successful in entering the Jannah and saved from the hellfire. أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَهَ. وَإِن فَسَدَتْ. But if his salat is not done well, if it is corrupted, yani polluted, defective, فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. And this person will have yani been destroyed and lost. They will have been destroyed and lost. So yani there are a lot of hadith that we can think about, and from amongst them, this is from the best of what could be said concerning this chapter that we are about to look at now. That is the chapter of Salat. That it is the first thing that a person will be called to account for Yawm Qiyamah. And depending on how well you have performed it, meaning that you have done it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, and you have done it correctly, properly, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have performed it with khushu', yani with humility and awe and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with presence of heart and mind, being conscious of the nearness of Allah to you when you're in salat, being conscious of everything that you're saying in the salat, yani your recitation of the Quran, your dhikr, your dua, every position that you are performing in the salat, you're standing, you're sitting, you're bowing, you're prostrating, from the beginning of it till the end of it. Depending on these things, then this will determine yani what will be the condition of their salat, which will determine the condition of the rest of their deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. How important is this salat? To the extent that the Prophet ﷺ said that a man would perform the prayer and he would leave from the prayer and there would be recorded for him one half yani of the reward that's due for the prayer, or yani one third, or one fourth, or one fifth, or one sixth, or one seventh, or one eighth, or one ninth, or one tenth. Yani a person would perform the whole prayer but they will only get credit for one tenth of it. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, the sahih, that a man would perform the prayer for 60 years وَمَا خُدِبَتْ لَهُ صَلَاتٌ, and not even one prayer has been recorded for him. No. Not even one was accepted by Allah. Allah, yaqi, this is serious. And Al-Imam Ahmad, he said that a man will hear the adhan and stop what he's doing in his house and get up and make wudu and go to the masjid even in darkness, even in difficulty, even in rain and mud and insects and danger, and get to the masjid and then make takbir and he doesn't know what he's doing in his salat. Wallahi, people are praying today in the masajid. There are some people that go to the masjid every day, maybe 5 times a day, Fajr prayer in the first line. But when they're praying, they don't know how they're praying. They don't know how their hands are. How is their bowing? How is their prostration? Flapping the hands in taslim and holding the hands down there on their below their navel and all kind of things people are doing. And they imagine that this is good. Wallahi, it's not. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray as you have seen me praying. Yani the prayer that would be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the prayer that's performed with ikhlas, with sincerity, and khushu' and humility, and that's performed correctly according to the sunnah. This is why it's important, of the utmost importance, that we learn how to perform the prayer correctly, and then that we give ourselves to it. Presence of heart and mind and sincerity in every prayer that we perform, in every aspect of the prayer, from the beginning of it to the end of it. Yani when a person is bowing, you should be thinking, I'm bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are prostrating, you should know that I'm prostrating before the yani sabbih, I mean subhana rabbi al-a'la, the one who is most high, sublime, supreme. Yani that this is who we are praying to. Yani when you're reciting Quran, when you're saying dhikr or dua, when you're supplicating in your prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you're in prostration or after the tashahud, or in any position in the prayer, you should know that you are near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, that Allah, Sami'a, He hears, He listens, He responds to the one who praises Him. Yani the scholars of the Sunnah, alayhi wasalam, they said, Sami'a Allah, it means that Allah responds to the one who praises Him. Know that Allah is responding to you. If your heart is there for Allah, and you're sincerely praying to Allah, Allah hears, Allah listens, and Allah responds. And you can call on Allah in the prayer. Don't wait until after the prayer. While you're in the prayer, when you're in communion with your Rabb, whether you're in standing or bowing or prostrating, whether you're rising from ruku or going down the prostration, these are times of supplication. In every position of the prayer, there's supplications that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, authentically recorded from him. We need to learn them, we need to know them, we need to utilize them, but we have to do it with consciousness, yani with sincerity, knowing that we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I just said those words yani to make us, yani to remind us of the importance of the prayer, that we have to give ourselves over to it, and we have to take it seriously. Perhaps we have lost some of our lives in the past when we didn't know about Islam, when we didn't understand the Sunnah, and we didn't get those prayers. Perhaps it's lost. But it's possible that whatever we missed in the past, don't miss it in what remains. And whoever does good in what remains, it will make up for whatever passed by that they lost. And even if a man is 60 years old, and at that point in their life, they turn to Allah, and if they do well in that part, it will make up for whatever they lost in the all of their life before that. Even if they live for 1 year after that, or 6 months, or whatever it is, if they do well in that time, and husnul khatima, they have a good end, they will be okay, bi-idhnillah. Okay, so, yani, today, inshallah, we're going to read the beginning of this chapter, Kitab al-Salat. So we're on page 26, and it is written here, Ta'arifu al-Salati, meaning, تعريف is the master from عرف يعرف تعريف يعني عرف means to make something known, to make someone known. تعريف means the thing that makes you to know what is salat, meaning the definition. تعريف الصلاة means the definition, يعني that which makes you to know what is salat. What is salat? نعم. He says, تُطْلَقُ الصَّلَاةُ يعني this مبني للمجهول تُطْلَقُ الصَّلَاةُ. The word الصَّلَاةُ is applied, its application, وَيُرَادُ بِهَا الدُّعَاءُ. Sometimes the word salat is applied, is used, intending to mean by it الدُّعَاء وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ. يعني the word in Arabic salat, sometimes when it's used, the meaning what is intended by is ad-du'a, supplicating, wal istighfar, seeking forgiveness. What is the proof of this? Kama fi qawlihi ta'ala, the saying of Allah the Most High, wa salli alayhim inna salataka sakanun lahum. Inna salataka sakanun lahum. The beginning of the ayat, khud min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنًا لَهُمْ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet, take from their wealth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqa. Take from their wealth, sadaqa. Take from their wealth. Yani whether they want to give it up or not, take it. Yani this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take from their wealth, sadaqa. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. In order that it may be a means of purification, with tazkihim, and sanctification of them. Through the, yani the giving of charity, yani a person can be purified from their sins. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Yani most of the scholars of tafsir said صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Here it means, if you look in the books of tafsir, means عُدُؤُ لَهُمْ. Yani supplicate for them. So this is the example that they're giving, that sometimes the word salat, when it is used, it has different meanings. So from amongst its meanings is الدُّعَاء and الاستغفار. In this particular ayah, صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, meaning ud'u lahum, supplicate for them, inna salataka, for indeed your salat over for them, yani your dua for them, is sakanun, is a means of rahma for them, or tatma'nina, yani a means of tranquility for them. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicating for the people is indeed a mercy and a means of tranquility. Yani the people will be content, they will be happy that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is supplicating for them, that perhaps Allah accept their tawbah because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praying for them. This is Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 103rd Ayat. Second, وَتُطْلَقُ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُرَادُ بِهَا الْمَغْفِرَةُ وَالرَّحْمَةُ. يعني salat also, it might be used in such a way that what is intended by it is al-maghfirah wal-rahmah. Al-maghfirah wal-rahmah. Yani meaning, or as it came in, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 56th Ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that indeed Allah and His angels make salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. What does it mean, Allah makes salat? What does that mean? That obviously doesn't mean the salat that we normally talk about when we're getting lining up for prayer, making dua and asr, right? So here the point is that the word salat is have different meanings. Depends on how it's used. What is this meaning? In this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَةِ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, the meaning of it is that according to different scholars, in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, he mentioned different meanings for this, okay? Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he mentions, for example, he said, قال أبو عالية. Abu Aliya, one of the scholars from the Salaf, yani this report here is reported by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih. He narrated that the meaning of this salat in this ayat, Imam Bukhari said, Abu Aliya said, it is al-thana, the thana of Allah in the malal ala, yani in the highest places of the angels, yani Allah praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Ibn Kathir said, Ibn Abbas said, the meaning of is yani yusalluna yubarrikuna. يعني calling upon, يعني blessings upon him, يعني كثرة الخير, a lot of good. وقال سفيان, Ibn Kathir has mentioned different opinions of what is the meaning of salat in this ayah. وقال سفيان, this is the meaning that we want to look at. He said, سفيان said that salat من الله here it means الرحمة, والصلاة من الملائكة here it means الاستغفار. يعني asking for, يعني إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي, mean that Allah, يعني يصلي على النبي, mean that he is sending rahmah upon him. يصلي الملائكة, تصلي الملائكة means that the ملائكة are asking for استغفار, يعني forgiveness for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So here, سفيان رحمه الله, he gave two meanings that they are using here in this particular place. They're saying تطلق الصلاة ويراد بها المغفرة والرحمة, meaning that sometimes the word salat is used, what is intended by it is the مغفرة of the angels, as in this ayat, asking for forgiveness for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the rest of the ayat, that indeed Allah and His angels ask for salat upon, or make salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him rahmah and the angels ask for his forgiveness. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So all you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all those who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So make salat and salam on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Allah and the angels do. And that means that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioned, that I, personally, individually, and every one of you, men and women, young and old, should be saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam name is mentioned, we should be saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam, salat and salam, or as salat wa salam alayhi, or in any wording that you want to use, no problem. But this is a command. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu. Allah is ordering us to make salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. والأمر يقتضي الوجوب. يعني that a command indicates that something is obligatory. Some of the scholars said that it's obligatory whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and some said at least once in a lifetime and so on. There's different sayings, but in any case, what is more correct is that we should say it a lot, a lot. Third point, وَتُطْلَقُ وَيُرَادُ بِهَا بُيُوتَ الْعِبَادَةِ, that salat sometimes is used, and what is intended by it are the houses of worship. بُيُوتَ الْعِبَادَةِ, yani sometimes the word salat yani is used to mean places where worship is taking place. What's the proof of this? يعني كما في قوله تعالى, يعني in سورة الحج 22nd surah 40th ayat. The 40 might not be clear here, but it should be 40. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't see the dot if you don't pay attention like I didn't in the beginning. And then when I went to look for the ayah, I couldn't find it. It's 40. 22nd surah, Surah Al-Hajj, 40th ayat. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ دَفْعُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بَعْدَهُمْ بِبَعْدٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ, with شَدَّ, يعني تشديد, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدْ يُذْكَرْ فِيهَا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. يعني if it wasn't for, ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض. What is the meaning of this? لولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض. To repel other people. If it was not for that, that Allah يعني repelled some people with other people, لهدمت, يعني the places would have been destroyed. يعني this is from Bab فعلا, and the meaning of it is يعني destroyed, يعني not just وشده, we've been outright destroyed. What would have been destroyed? سوامعو. سوامعو means the places of the رحبان, the monks, the places of the monks, يعني monasteries. وبيعون يعني means the كنائس of the نصارى, يعني the churches of the Christians. وصلواتٌ means, the scholars of tafsir say, كنائس اليهود, يعني the churches of the يهود, or what do they call them? Synagogues. Synagogues of the يهود. Well, masajid, we know what that is, place of worship of the Muslims. All of these, the monasteries, the place of the monks. يعني سوامعُ is the place of the monks, the monasteries. And the بيعون, يعني the churches of the Christians. وصلواتٌ, the, what do you call them again? Synagogues of the Jews, and the masajid. يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا. فِيهَا refers to all of these places. In all of these places, يعني the name of Allah is being mentioned. يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا إِسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. In all of these places. Not just in the masajid. In all places of worship, Allah's name is being mentioned. Whatever deviation that they have. Now, سوامعو, سوامعو. Now, the tafsirs, they said that this means, no, سوامعو means the place of the رحبان, the monks.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
The monks, the monasteries.
Now,
بيعون refers to the churches of the Christians.
Okay, my question was, if you put Kanisa.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Kanisa means a church. But this is the word that Allah used in the Quran. This is the word that Allah used in the Quran. And it means what they call today the Kanisa. Now, Kanais, yani is the plural of Kanisa. Allahu A'lam. I mean, probably, and it's also possible that it could be from another language. And it's very possible it could be from another language. Like salawat, yani the meaning of salawat is in the language of Yahud. Salawat means synagogues. In language of Yahud. But it's used here in the Quran, yani, to mean their places of worship. In their language of Yahud, it means synagogues. Yani it's mentioned in tafsir that this word is from their language. And it means synagogue. So بيعون also could be, and it may be not أصلاً من عربية, maybe it's أصلاً from عربية, الله أعلم. Anyway, what's important here, is what? That the word salat is sometimes used to mean places of worship. In this ayat, it came, yani, with this meaning. Meaning, the places of worship of the Yahud. So, salat, then, sometimes it's used, and the meaning of it is, yani, al-maghfirah, I mean, al-du'a and istighfar, and sometimes it's used to mean al-maghfirah and rahmah, and sometimes it's used to mean buyut al-ibadah. Yani, these are different applications of the meaning of salat. It has different meanings depending on how it's used. Now, no, certainly this ayat is what is telling us clearly, yani, that if not for Allah repulsing some people with others, the places of worship in which Allah's name is mentioned would be wiped out. They would be wiped out. For example, the communists, right? They would come and destroy everything. The church, the synagogue, the masjid, everything. They'll destroy everything if Allah didn't prevent them, yani, by other people. Otherwise, Allah has control over everything, right? But He used people to do this. And if not for that, all these places would be destroyed. That means that they should not be destroyed. They should not be destroyed. That's general. Okay. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلَكَ مِنَ الْإِطْلَاقَاتِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَفِي السُّنَّةِ. And then, we're saying what? That, and then there are even also other meanings that the word salat might be used for in the Qur'an or in the hadith. Finally, أَمَّا As-salatu fi istilahi al-fuqaha'i, as far as the word salat in the technical language of the scholars of jurisprudence, istilah al-fuqaha. Yani, what does it mean, the scholars of fiqh, when they say salat, what do they mean? Do they mean places of worship? Do they mean this? No, they mean by it, yani, what follows. What does it mean in istilah al-fuqaha? Yani, fuqaha is the plural of? Faqih. What does it mean? عبادة تتضمن أقوالا وأفعالا مخصوصة مفتتحة بالتكبير ومختتمة بالتسليم. The meaning of salat in the technical language of the scholars of jurisprudence is an act of worship that تتضمن includes within it, consists of, composed of أقوالاً, sayings, وأفعالاً, actions, مخصوصةً, يعني specific sayings and specific actions, مفتتحةً بالتكبير. This act is opened, it is started, it begins with التكبير, saying الله أكبر, ومختتمةً, and it is closed, sealed with التسليم, saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Or in the way it came in the Sunnah, any different wordings, right? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Sometimes he just said that. Sometimes he said, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Sometimes he said, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Yani, as-salamu alaykum. Sometimes he just said, as-salamu alaykum. All of these are from the Sunnah.
I keep forgetting, like, sometimes when you leave, so I say the Sunnah. So, yeah, but like, what do we...
We should say what the Imam says. If the Imam says, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. If he says like that, that's from the Sunnah. We should say the same thing. Because إِنَّمَا جُؤْلَ الْإِمَامِ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, the Imam has been placed in front of the people to be followed. Follow him. Whatever he does, we follow him. If he makes a mistake, then we say, Subhanallah. The women, what do they say? They don't even say to the Imam, Subhanallah, let alone get in front of the people and lead the men in prayer and call the Adhan. As we heard in the Khutbah on Jumu'ah, that some people spreading this video of some women leading the Salat and women calling the Adhan and everybody just lining up men and women together in the same line. I didn't see the video, but we heard it from the people who is thiqa. We trust them, they don't lie. Yani, subhanAllah, imagine when in the masjid, there's a lady giving the khutbah. And then a lady calls the adhan. And yani, the people just lining up together. Huh? And the men are in there with them, praying in line with them. If you walked into that masjid, you should run out of there. Not even walk, run, far as possible. Right here. Right here. But it happened more than one place, not only one place. But he's just talking about a video that is spreading right now about this. But it happened, yeah. I mean, they tried to do it a few years ago in New York, but none of the masjids would allow her to do it. So they rented some place and she did it in a rented place. But men went there and they prayed behind her, giving the khutbah.
They did it in the synagogue. The Jews went
to... Oh, the synagogue, okay.
In the video, the lady was leading the prayer and she was reciting Arabic and then she was translating in English.
Two, huh? Yeah. So at least, Yani, at least if anybody went to the masjid and saw the lady doing that, they know she's misguided, right? Speaking English in the salah. So they can know, they can get a good, quick, Yani, idea to run out of it. Okay, let's try to stay on track a little bit. I'm sorry for that, pardon me. As far as the salat, in the technical language of the scholars of fiqh, then it is an act of worship that includes within it, that consists of, that is composed of sayings and actions, particular special sayings and actions, which is opened with takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and closed with taslim, saying Assalamu alaikum, wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, or whatever, yani from the ways that came in the sunnah. What are the sayings? Yani, there are many sayings that are in the salat. There's reading of Quran, there's dhikr, there's dua, and so on. What are the actions? There's standing, there's bowing, there's prostrating, there's sitting. Okay, so there's different particular sayings and particular actions. It begins with takbir and it ends with taslim. And also this takbir has a very beautiful meaning, but I'm not going to get sidetracked with it now. Maybe another time. Okay, after this, and this is the technical meaning of salat. Okay, so who can tell me without looking at the book, what is the technical meaning of salat in the, yani, istila' al-fuqaha, technical meaning of salat, without looking at the book? Huh? Man ghashana falaysa minna. Whoever cheats, he's not one of us. Okay, let's help each other. Jama'atan. Let's do it. Just start. Go ahead. No, he had his hand first. I'm sorry. Go ahead. If he makes a mistake, we're just going to correct him. We're not going to condemn him. We're going to say what's right. Now, ibadatun.
Mutadamminatun.
أقوالاً
مخصوصةً
متفتح
مفتتح
يعني افتتح مفتتحة
مفتتحة بتكبير و
فمختمة اختتمة
مختتمة مختتمة
مختتمة
مختتمة
بالسلام
بالتسليم جيد. Somebody else.
نعم الصلاة في اصطلاح الفقهاء عبادة متضمنة أقوالا وأفعال
وأفعالا
مخصوصة مفتتحة بالتكبير مختتمة بالتسليم.
ما شاء الله. Okay, this is يعني a simple يعني جامع مانية definition that includes يعني it's comprehensive, everything should be included, and it excludes whatever should not be included in it. This is a good definition of the يعني of how the scholars of fiqh see the meaning of, and this is important because sometimes technical terminology in our religion, in the deen of Islam, have different meanings with different scholars. Like the scholars of fiqh have one definition, scholars of hadith have a different definition. Huh? For example, the word sunnah, and in fiqh, sunnah means what?
Sunnah means
ما دون الفريضة. No, it's not fard. But in the hadith, sunnah means?
Al-hadith.
It means the aqwal wa af'al. يعني, it means the sayings and actions and approvals, taqreerat of the Prophet ﷺ. That's a different meaning from the scholars of hadith and the scholars of fiqh. Okay, turn to page 27. Manzilat al-salat. Manzilat al-salat. What do we mean by manzilat al-salat? The station. The station, the status, yani, of the prayer. Lissalati fil islami manzilatun azimatun. Meaning?
In Islam,
نعم للصلاتي يعني for the salat في الإسلام. الإسلام is a منزلة عظيمة. ها؟ A lofty, great, magnificent status, station. Has a very high station in Islam. فهي عمود الدين الذي لا يقوم إلا به. فهي يعني
the central pole,
the prop, يعني the thing that is holding up the whole يعني building, structure, tent, يعني the tent, right? The tent. It has the foundation, shahadatain, and then it has يعني the pole that's holding up from the middle, that's the salat, and then there's zakat and siyam and hajj, right? To hold up the structure of Islam. Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. The central pole that holds it up is the salat. Amud al-deen alladhi la yakumu illa bihi. Meaning what? That the deen will not stand up without it, without salat. Without salat, forget about whatever else you're doing. Without salat, the deen is not going to be upheld. Kama ja'a fil hadith. What is the proof of this? This is how it came. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'su al-amri al-islamu wa amuduhu الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد في سبيل الله. To the end of the hadith, أخرجه الترمذي وصححه الألباني في إرواء الغليل. يعني in the hadith is recorded that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said رأس الأمر الإسلام, meaning the head of the affair is Islam. وعموده الصلاة, its central pole is the salat. وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ the what?
Climax,
apex, the highest point of it is al-jihad fi sabilillah. This hadith is reported by al-Tirmidhi and Shaykh al-Bani in Irwa al-Ghalil said that it is sahih. It is sahih. What's the shahid in this hadith? وَعَمُودُهُ السَّلَاتِ. Yani its pillow, its central pillow, yani post, prop that's holding it up from the middle, it is a salat. وَهِيَ أَوَّلُ مَا أَوْجَبُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ. This is another point showing the station, the status, the manzila, عَظِيمَ of salat. هِيَ أَوَّلُ مَا أَوْجَبُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ. Now, it is the first thing after the shahadatain, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, after entering Islam, and you have to enter Islam first, but once you enter Islam, the first thing that Allah made mandatory upon you is the salat. Of all ibadat, the salat is the first thing once a person entered Islam by the shahadatain. وَتَوَلَّى إِجَابَهَا لَيْلَةَ الْإِسْرَاءِ بِمُخَاطَبَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَوْ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ من غير واسطة. ها؟ يعني وتولى إجابها, يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى entrusted or arranged the إجابها, means يعني from أوجبة, يعني إجابها is being made obligatory. ها؟ الله يعني made it يعني obligatory ليلة الإسراء, the night of إسراء, which is what is إسراء?
The night journey.
Which night journey?
Isra.
Up to the heavens is Mi'raj. Mi'raj. Laylatul Isra. Yani the night, the night in which the Prophet ﷺ traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem. And then he ascended to the heavens. But he made it obligatory in that night بِمُخَاطَبَةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاسِطَةٍ. By speaking directly, مُخَاطَبَة, he spoke directly to his Prophet, to his Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاسِطَةٍ, without any intermediary, without anyone, not through the angel Jibril. Rather, Allah spoke to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, spoke to his Messenger directly, direct speech. Naam, subhanallah. Yani, this shows what? The magnificent station of Salah. Allah made it obligatory by sending for His Messenger to be brought to him, to speak to him, to address him directly with this obligation of this prayer. وَلِعِظَمِ شَعْنِي الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَى سَعَلِ الْعِبَادَاتِ اُخْتُصَّتْ بِأُمُورٍ كَثِيرَةٍ أَهَمُّهَا. What is there? Something wrong there.
That's
a mushkila. Naam. So this word here is wrong. It has to be any something else, right? Listen to this expression. وَلِعِظَمِ شَعْنِي. Due to the greatness of the affair of something, ala over sa'ad al-ibadat. As-salat. Because it's from ala sa'ad al-ibadat. Over the rest of the ibadat, it has to be some act of worship. What act of worship are we talking about? As-salat. No. So it's a printing mistake. But even you can figure it out yourself just by what? Examining the context. The context. لِعِظَمِ شَعْنِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى السَّائِرِ الْعِبَادَاتِ اخْتُصَّتْ بِأُمُورٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. It should be, instead of al-malaika, it should be as-salat. Instead of al-shani, al-malaika, it should be as-salat. Yani, due to the greatness and the magnificence of the affair of the prayer over the rest of the acts of worship, it has been singled out for special, many special affairs. اختصت بأمور كثيرة. That are particular to the salat. أهمها, the most important of them, many. But from the most important of them is شريع النداء لها, يعني الأذان. A call has been legislated for the prayer, to announce the time of the prayer. That call is named technically al-adhan. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ النِّدَاءُ لِلصَّلَاةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Now the call, yani the adhan, the nida, has been confirmed in, yani for the salah, has been confirmed in the Quran as well as in the sunnah. Okay, for homework, I want you to bring me evidence. We're gonna have evidence from the Sunnah, but we want evidence from the Quran.
I got one right there.
Yes, Jade.
Ya ayyuha alladhina
amanu salati yawm al-jum'ati
fas'au ila dhikri Allahi wa dharul bay'.
Khalas, no homework. He gave you free pass. Surah al-Jum'ah, yani 62nd surah, 9th ayat. O you who believe, if the call is made for prayer on the day of Jum'ah to the end of the ayah. This, yani nida, the adhan for salat, has been legislated and it has been confirmed in both the Quran as well as in the sunnah. That's one of the things that's particular to salat. Number two, wujub at-tatahur laha.
The obligation of purification for it.
The obligation of purification for it. You can't do this act of worship without purification. What if there's no water available? Tayammum. Yani, a person has to be in a state of purification for salat. If they don't have water, or they don't have enough water, or water will harm them, they still have to perform an act of purification known as tayammum. Yani, dry ablution. Number three, particular to the salat, ijabuha fi safari. وَالْحَضَرِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَالْأَمْنِ وَعَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ حَتَّى فِي الْمَرَضِ إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ مَرَضًا يَغِيبُ مَا هُوَ الْأَقْلُ أَوْ يُفْقَدُ. يعني الْأَقْلُ. يعني the third thing that salah is particular about the salah over other acts of worship is what? إِجَابُهَا is obligatory upon the Muslim when you are traveling or when you are resident. When you are in fear or you are in safety. Rather, in every situation, in every circumstance, in every condition, even if you are sick, except if it is a sickness that يَغِيبُ مَا هُوَ الْعَقْلِ. Yani the غَابَ يَغِيبُ, the aql is absent. Yani the person lose consciousness, for example, the unconsciousness. Unconsciousness means the aql. Yani ghaba, it's not gone, it just is absent for the moment. Yani it's absent for the moment. Wa alaykum salam. or yufqadu. Yufqadu, yani faqada means you lost it. Yani they say what? He lost his mind. Don't come over here, you won't find it around here. Naam, especially if you are the head of the state. Yani Ra'is al-Dawla. Imagine, لو فقد عقله ماذا حصل يعني سبحان الله فوضى يعني. The third thing is what? That is obligatory in every situation and circumstance. When you are traveling, when you are resident, in time of fear, يعني there's war taking place, you still have to pray. You are in safety, يعني you still have to pray. In every condition, even if you're sick, you have to pray. Unless it is a sickness in which your intellect yani is absent. It goes and comes. You lost consciousness, for example, or a person became insane, they lost their mind. Then they are not yani responsible. They are not required. These are some of the things that show the great yani importance and status of the Salat and show how really magnificent the Salat is and why yani this is another reason why we should take this prayer seriously. Know that even when you are traveling, you have to pray. Even when you are sick, you have to pray. Even on the battlefield, you have to pray. On the battlefield. So how is it that some people imagine that when they are resident and they are in safety and there's nothing, they are not sick, they're healthy, they don't have to pray. They don't have to pray.
The one that lost his mind.
Yeah.
If he comes to pray, you can tell him not to pray.
He's not responsible. And he's not required to pray. But it depends on the condition of that person. I mean, are they dangerous, not dangerous, whatever. They don't have to pray. But I mean, if somebody came, and we don't want to go into details. We don't want to get sidetracked with this, right? But if a person came who we know they are not mentally stable, and they're not responsible, they are not in control of their senses, then they're not required to pray. Should we then say, look, this person is insane, kick him out? No, we shouldn't say kick him out, unless we know the person is dangerous. Or we think that they may be dangerous, so we pay attention. Yani, be alert. Okay. Otherwise, you shouldn't just kick a person out of the masjid because they're in that kind of condition. Rather, even if a kafir came, whose prayer is not accepted, in kufr, right? Because from the conditions, as we will see, for the acceptability of salat, from its preconditions, the person has to be a Muslim. Yet, some scholars said, if a non-Muslim came to the masjid and showed some interest in Islam, we shouldn't remove them. Even if they said, let me stand in the line, put them on the end of the line, put them in the back of the line, put them someplace, and let them join, even though the prayer is invalid. Their prayer is invalid. For the sake of da'wah. For the sake of da'wah. Yani, handle them with gentleness and kindness. Show them, yani, Islam. The Islam is sensitive to the human being. And it's not, we proud, this is a kafir, he's dirty, filthy, don't get next to me. No, Muslims, mashallah, we have akhlaq and adab, like our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Thumama was captured, he had them to bring him into the masjid. Chained them up, naam. He killed some Muslims, so we had to chain them up to protect ourselves. But at the same time, let him come in the masjid, let him see Islam, see the Muslim, treat him well, talk to him nice, feed him and stuff. And after a couple of days, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So perhaps the person came to the masjid, the interest is Islam, treat them gently. If they appear to be dangerous, then take precautions, do what has to be done. And if we have to remove them, we have to remove them. But don't just jump the gun, okay? I said I didn't want to get sidetracked, but I did get sidetracked. Now we have more sidetracking coming. Sidebar.
Yeah, well, that happened here.
It happened here.
No. We were here. His brother came. No. He wanted to join. He let him pray. And then he took his shahada right
after. Mashallah. And it also happened one day here during a class. A brother got up and said, 1 billion, 200 million, 3,000 billion in your account, said to me. Thank you. But then I said, Entebbe, Bilugal Arabiya. I told some of the brothers, be careful. Watch him. And we didn't kick him out. But another time a man came and said, I have received revelation and I'm here to deliver it to you. Yeah. Right in this masjid. And I told him, sit down, you're not delivering no message here, just calm down.
Right.
If you calm down, you can stay, otherwise we're going to escort you out the door.
Right.
We have to think about the situation. Don't be hasty. person get up and say he got revelation, tell him just sit down. We don't need the revelation right now. We already got revelation. But if he insists, I'm going to give you this revelation, then we're going to insist, we're going to remove you. We're going to remove you. That's a fact. No doubt about it. You're not going to give any revelation here. No. You want to sit down? You can sit down and listen and eat with us and everything. No problem. We don't got a problem with that.
Brother, for instance, sometimes your brothers come in, they got odor in their feet, or they have different odors.
Yeah, if it's very bad, then we can't allow them to stay. Because then nobody can pray. Nobody can pray. Because some people, the odor that they have is really so strong. We had it so many times. Somebody came here, they just stood here for a couple of minutes, and the smell didn't go away for the... And we had to get Lysol, I don't know what else, and spray the whole place. It's horrible. You can't pray. You can't even come in the room. So that kind of situation, we can't do that. Because then nobody else can come and pray with that. Okay? Anyway. Allahu musta'an. Okay, we only just a couple of minutes. We're going to stop here, inshallah. We're going to take our hour. And then we're going to stop. Hukmu. Yeah, we're still on page 27. On the bottom of the page.
Is that not too much?
Huh? Is it too much? No, what remains under there is just two paragraphs.
Yeah.
Two paragraphs. Omar said, I think it's too much. Okay. Any, no problem. If we need to, we can come back to it. No problem. It's only a little bit. It's only a little bit. Okay? Hukmu as-salati. Hukmu as-salati. What is hukmu as-salat? The ruling of salat. Yani, is it wajib? Is it mustahab? Is it haram? Is it makruh? Is it... Mubah, what is the hukm? Yani from ahkam al-shar'iyya. From the ahkam al-shar'iyya. Al-khamsa. What is the hukm of salat? Salatu or as-salatu fardu aynin. Ala kulli muslimin balighin aqilin. As-salatu fardu aynin. What do we mean? Salat is fardu ayn. It's compulsory on every individual as opposed to fard. Al-kifaya. Means it's obligatory on the whole group. As long as somebody fulfills it, everybody's free of blame. If nobody fulfills it, then we all get the sin upon us. This is not fard kifaya. This is fard ayn. As-salat fard ayn ala kulli muslim, for every Muslim, baligh aqil. Who reached puberty?
And
is sane. Every Muslim who reached puberty, who is sane. Every sane adult Muslim. والدليل على فرضيتها, and the evidence of it being obligatory is قول الله تعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, سورة البقرة, second surah, 110th ayat, وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. يعني meaning Allah ordered us with فعل أمر, أقيموا الصلاة, establish the prayer, وآتوا الزكاة, and give the zakat. Means that these are obligatory. And Allah also said, yani the meaning of which after this, whatever you send ahead for yourselves of khair, you will find it with Allah. Indeed, Allah, He is basir, seeing whatever you all do. Yani meaning what? That whatever you send of good for yourselves of khair, yani it's with Allah. Tajiduhu and Allah. Yani meaning, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Its reward will be with Allah, guaranteed. You did that which is according to Sunnah, Sharia, sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, can't go away. It's not like money in the bank. Money in the bank could be stolen. This can't. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And also a proof for this is the saying of Allah the Most High. In Surah Al-Bayyinah, 98th Surah, 5th Ayat. Saying of Allah the Most High, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. يعني the shahid in this ayat is وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. يعني وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. يعني that they were not commanded, they were not ordered
except to worship Allah alone.
مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Make the deen خَالِصًا لِلَّهِ, purely for Allah alone. حُنَفَاءَ, yani meaning
free from any polytheism.
Free from polytheism. Yani حُنَفَاءَ mean that they are inclined away from shirk and inclined towards a tawheed, not associating any partners with Allah. Yani that we have not been commanded with anything except to worship Allah alone, making the whole deen purely for Allah alone, being upright upon tawheed, away from ashirk, and establishing the prayer and giving the zakat, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, and that, yani, the worship of Allah alone, the tawheed, and the salat, and the zakat, this is the upright deen, the straight deen, الدين, yani deen al-qayyimah. These are evidences from the Quran, and then he mentions, yani, an evidence from the Sunnah, Hadithu Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qala, bunya al-islamu ala khamsin. Yani Abdul ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, his father, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, bunya al-islamu ala khamsin. Islam is based, built upon five. Yani it has five things that it is standing upon. Shahadati, and la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yani the testimony or bearing witness that there's nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah. There's nothing that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. And I want to emphasize this because, yani, I know that we know it, but we also want to share it with others. We'll remember that la ilaha does not mean there's no God except Allah. Rather means la ma'bud bihaqqin illallah. That there's nothing that has a right to be worshipped. There's nothing that's worshipped, yani, in deserving it, having a right to this worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, wa iqam as-salat, wa ita' az-zakat, wa hajj al-bayt, wa sawm ramadan muttafaqun alayh. Sami'at? Okay. Ibn Umar narrates the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Islam is built upon five, the testimony of bearing witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, even though other things are worshipped. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, meaning the one that he has sent to show us how to worship him. And the establishment of the prayer, and the giving of the zakat, and the pilgrimage to the house, yani the Kaaba, Mecca, and fasting Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon as being authentic by al-Bukhari and Muslim, ila ghayri dhalika من الآيات والأحاديث الكثيرة التي تفيد وجوب الصلاة وقد أجمعت الأمة على أن الصلاة ركن من أركان الإسلام بل أهم ركن بعد الشهادتين. يعني these ayats and this hadith, and then he said what, وإلى غير ذلك, and then there are others also, يعني آيات and أحاديث كثيرة, many ayat and hadith التي تفيد وجوب الصلاة, yani many ayats and hadith which what?
Huh?
تفيد يعني أفاد يفيد إفادة. I didn't hear the word, the first word. The benefit, yani that, yani point two that make us to, the benefit that we get from those ayat or hadith is the indication that the salat is obligatory. وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَتْ الْأُمَّةِ, the whole Muslim ummah have reached consensus, agreement, consensus, total consensus upon the fact that the salat is a rukn min arkan al-Islam. It's one of the pillars of Islam. بَلْ أَهَمُّ رُكْنٍ بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ, rather, it's not just a rukn of the, you know, it's not just a pillar of the pillars of Islam, rather it's the most important pillar after the two testimonies through which a person enters into Islam. Tayyib, we're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I'm going to close by reminding myself first and then all of us that after reading these brief few words about the importance of salat and the station of salat and the obligation of salat, hopefully this is a reminder to us that every prayer that we pray, every standing, every ruku, every sitting, every sajda, every ayah we read from the Quran, every dhikr, every dua, yani is worship. Wallahi, if we concentrate and have presence of heart and mind and say these words and go through these positions in the salat with full consciousness from the beginning of the end to the end of it, it could, it will be the means of our salvation. And if we don't give care to it, we are destroying ourselves. Yani, there's no benefit in just praying if we're not praying with presence of heart and mind, with sincerity, with ikhlas. Yani, a person has to remind themselves of this every time we pray, every time we bow, every time we prostrate, every time we recite al-Fatiha. Otherwise, we're just losing. We're just going through the motions. And it's not like doing jumping jacks and push-ups. No matter what your state of mind is, when you do jumping jacks and push-ups, your body is going to get some benefit. Salat, not so. You have to have presence of heart and mind. You have to have sincerity. You have to have khushu'. Naam. May Allah grant us any success in our prayers and in our worship and in this deen, and keep us firm upon it until we reach Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and He's pleased with us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.